USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Southern California and the Southwest bracing for landfall as Hurricane Hillary moves toward the West Coast.
President Biden has a warning for residents.
I urge everyone in the path of this storm to take precautions and listen to the guidance from state and local officials.
The region is under its first ever tropical storm watch. Meteorologist Courtney Carpenter with the National Weather Service says Hillary will likely arrive tomorrow as a tropical storm.
This will bring significant and potentially dangerous and rare impacts to portions of Southern California and the Southwest U.S.
Hillary is expected to weaken before it reaches Southern California, but will still likely bring heavy rain and flooding. It's expected to make landfall as a tropical storm Sunday night or early Monday morning. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Hawaiian officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 114. Hawaii Governor Josh Green called the deaths unspeakable and devastating. Green vowed to rebuild Lahaina and said, "It will take years of work and billions of dollars, but we're committed to this effort, and together we will meet the challenge." A recent poll indicates that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and conservative businessman Vivek Ramaswamy are now tied for second place in the GOP primary. DeSantis saw a significant decrease from his previous 21% support in June. Now both he and Ramaswamy are at 10%. Former President Trump leads the Republican race with a commanding 56% support. The U.S. is entering a new three-way partnership with South Korea and Japan.
I want to thank you for your leadership, and I say it again, for your courage that brought us together. I look forward to working with both of you ahead.
President Biden Friday announced historic actions to increase cooperation between the Indo-Pacific nations. The FBI is looking for a Florida Proud Boy who failed to appear in federal court for sentencing. Christopher Worrell is convicted on 7 counts stemming from his actions during the January 6th riot. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this health care sharing thing, too. I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new poll shows Bidenomics is not working for a majority of Americans.
Americans apparently not feeling good about their finances, voters bashing Bidenomics. A new Fox News poll shows 52% of registered voters say the president has made the economy worse. The survey also asking Republicans the most important issue facing the country right now. The economy, number one, coming in at 48%, followed by immigration, crime, and election integrity. I'm Laura Winters.
Americans will likely run out of their pandemic savings this quarter. That's according to a study from the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. They estimate American households held less than $190 billion in total surplus savings as of June after quickly saving up unprecedented levels of extra funds during the COVID-19 pandemic. It peaked at over $2 trillion in August 2021, surging over the projection from before the pandemic. Sweden is the bronze medal winner of the 2023 Women's World Cup. The Swedes defeated tournament co-host Australia 2-0 in the third-place match today. A first-time champion is guaranteed when England takes on Spain in the grand final Sunday in Sydney. That match kicks off at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. A much-loved television crafting queen has died at the age of 97. Carol Duvall hosted The Carol Duvall Show on HGTV and DIY cable channels for more than 15 years. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.